Here, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, is calling on all sides to ease tensions over the South China Sea, but Labor's defence spokesman, Stephen Conroy, has described China's behaviour as aggressive, provocative and bullying. He says Australia should be prepared to put international rules of navigation to the test by sending ships and planes to sail around and fly over the artificial islands China has built. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
China says it doesn't accept the decision handed down at The Hague. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, points out that China is a signatory to the convention that the decision is based on.
We call on both the Philippines and China to respect the ruling, to abide by it. It is final and legally binding on both of them, and they are both parties to the UN Convention of the Law of the Sea. And we hope that all claimants take this opportunity to negotiate peacefully based on the greater clarity of their maritime rights that this decision delivers and bring their claims into line with international law.
Tensions were already high in the region as nations with competing claims over the South China Sea waited for this ruling. Ms. Bishop calls it an important test case for how the region handles disputes. She urges all nations to try to stop any escalation.
Australia has been calling on China for some time to halt reclamation work and not to militarise its structures. And we certainly urge all parties to take steps to ease tensions, to refrain from provocative actions that would escalate tensions and lead to greater uncertainty.
But China's leaders don't recognise the ruling, making it hard to enforce. Ms. Bishop says China's reputation will suffer if it refuses to accept the ruling.
This treaty, the Law of the Sea, codifies pre-existing international custom. It's a foundation to maritime trade and commerce globally, and so to ignore it would be a serious international transgression. There would be strong reputational costs. China seeks to be a regional and global leader and requires friendly relations with its neighbours. That's crucial to its rise.
She's wary about spelling out the military risks, but is clear about the need to avoid any escalation.
There are competing and overlapping claims, not only China and the Philippines, but also Vietnam and Brunei, Taiwan, Malaysia have claims. It's a very busy trade and maritime route. It's very rich in oil and gas deposits and fish stocks, and it's necessary for all of the claimants to negotiate peacefully to ensure that there aren't tensions or miscalculations or misjudgments.
Ms. Bishop will be at the East Asian Summit this month, where the South China Sea will again dominate, and she'll reiterate her message about finding a peaceful way through the competing claims. Labor's defence spokesman Stephen Conroy uses tougher language than the Foreign Minister.
Though China's been engaged in a aggressive and at times bullying performance, and has now been called out by the international court. So Australia supports the protest. We don't make a judgment at any stage. But if countries that are able to just sit back now and ignore the ruling and allow claims to be made that aren't recognised in law, then Australia will be in a situation where we have failed the test of supporting the international system.
Ms. Bishop won't say if Australia's Navy and Air Force have been given permission to go inside the area that China claims as part of its territory.
Well, I won't comment on the specific details of what our Australian Defence Force activities are, but we've certainly exercised the right of freedom of navigation, freedom of overflight.
Senator Conroy is urging the government to send the military in if necessary.
And it's time that Australia demonstrated that it supports the international system. And now that it's very clear that there you can't build an artificial island and claim rights around it, there is no 12-mile limit around these islands that China is claiming. So Australia should authorise its forces to both sail and fly over the areas of the South China Sea.
Labor's defence spokesman Stephen Conroy ending Louise Yaxley's report.